You know, you're wondering tonight. I know some of you are visiting and you're wondering, could this be true? Is it possible that the things that I've heard this evening could be understood? Could it be experienced? Could I know it? Is it possible? This transformed life that I heard about tonight from somebody who was part of the mafia, to be sitting there playing a guitar, talking about God, not showing off guns, not talking about violence. Is it possible to have that radically transformed a life? Is it possible that when I give my all to God, that He will come and do the impossible, like save a 59-year-old father? He was almost as old as you, Pastor Neil. That. Is it possible? You know, the Bible says clearly, with God, all things are possible. But it's so hard. It's so hard to just break that initial barrier of unbelief. That place of standing on the seashore and looking at this incredible place of God that is available to all who are willing to make that initial step. But there's something in the human heart. There's something in your heart. There was something in mine years ago that is so reluctant to take that first step. I don't know why that is. Is it because we're so conditioned in this society to there being a fine print? Or a bottom line that somehow is just not there, or a condition that we're not aware of? I remember when a Christian police officer first came to me and told me that God had so transformed his life. He said, I used to be a womanizer, a drunk, and a gambler, but the man I was looking at was everything but what he was telling me he used to be. And he said, the Bible says if any man be in Christ, he becomes a new creation. The old things in his life pass away. Behold, all things become new. Now, I wanted to be different in some areas of my life. And it's so strange, even after hearing this truth and after reading about it and after testimony after testimony, after sitting in church, there still was such a deep reluctance in my heart to make that initial step. You wonder why sometimes. What in the world are we afraid of losing? We have bondage, we have difficulty, we have inconsistency in our lives, we have areas of trouble and all types of difficulty, and yet it's like the man. Do you ever gotten one of those things in the mail where they send you a nickel? I don't know if you've ever seen that. And they say, you send us back the nickel and we'll send you $1 million. And we actually consider holding on to the nickel rather than, you know, I never sent it in the mail, but let's say it really was $1 million that would come back to you in the mail. And yet there's something in our nature that wants to hold on to the nickel. And we hold on to valuelessness, we hold on to purposelessness, we hold on to bondage, we hold on to darkness, we hold on to difficulty, we hold on to aimlessness, we hold on to a path that can't be seen, we hold on to joylessness. Even though God is promising us an abundant life. In the book of John, there was a man called Lazarus, and the Bible just says, for sake of illustration, he died. And I don't know exactly why he died. He just died. And everyone around him was of the opinion that he was dead. He had an older sister that was angry at God because he had died. He had a younger sister that was angry at God because God didn't show up and disappointed in what she thought God should have done in this man's life. In other words, and everyone else around has come to the funeral, as it is, to declare him dead. The Bible says that they said he was 4 days in the grave. And even when Jesus shows up, the only testimony they have of this man is that he stinks by now. He's been dead so long, he stinks. But Jesus stood at that grave and he wept. I think it's one of the only places in the scripture where it talks in the New Testament about God actually crying. I think he stood at that grave and he saw down through the quarters of time, every person, perhaps even some here tonight, who had come to the knowledge that he has the power to call people out of death and into life. But somehow they would make the wrong choice. They would choose to believe their circumstance over the word of God, over the presence of God and the power of God, no matter who testified about it. The Bible says that Jesus stood outside of that grave and he told the people, roll back the stone. And tonight I know there are many sitting here, and some of you don't know him yet as Lord and Savior, and others are in places of deep darkness. But I want you to know tonight that there is nothing between you and God. God in his power comes and says, I make a way for you to escape No matter what has come against you, no matter what you're in, no matter what kind of death is gripping your mind or around your life, the Bible does say in Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And the Lord says, roll back the stone. In other words, take away every difficulty, every obstacle between you and God tonight is out of the way. And then with a loud voice, he said, Lazarus, come forth. Come out of death and into life. Come out of darkness and into light. Come out of bondage and into freedom. Now everybody around thinks this man stinks. And for a moment, he knows he stinks as well, because he had to have woken up to hear the voice of God. He would be aware that the stench of death is all around him. And he can make a choice at that moment. He can stay in that place of captivity, that place of being all wrapped up by death, that place of darkness, or he can get up and move towards the voice that is calling him into life. And praise God, the scripture tells us that Lazarus got up out of that grave. And you know, he was all wrapped up, because it was only after he came out of the tomb that the command was given to loose him and let him go. And it can take every effort of strength that you've got tonight to get out of your seat and make your way to an altar when you hear the voice of God calling you out of death unto life. Everything of hell will attach itself to you and say, no, you've got to stay here. This is your lot in life. You are wrapped up in death. Everyone around you thinks you stink, and you know in your own heart you stink as well. You know that the rot of sin has gotten a deep, deep foothold in your life. Stay where you are. Don't get up. Don't move forward. Don't go towards this life. That's what darkness will come and try to say to you this evening. This voice is calling you, but you don't have the right to go out. You don't have the right to respond to it. But thank God, the scripture tells us that Lazarus got up and walked out of that grave. And the next time you see Lazarus, he's sitting at the table with Jesus Christ. And the scripture says that people came from all over the place, not just to see Jesus, but they wanted to see this man that Jesus Christ had raised up from the dead. Praise be to God. You will have a testimony. Your former friends, your family, people that wrote you off as worthless, said he'll never change. She'll never change. That person will always be that way. They'll never change. There is a day coming when they will come to your house, because they not only want to see God, but they want to see the power of God that raised you out of the place you used to be and into the newness of life that is yours through Jesus Christ. How can I convince you? What? I don't know what else to do. The Lord sets before us a cloud of witnesses, as the scripture said. Evidence, irrefutable evidence that God is alive. Leading and guiding this young lady that came here tonight, guiding our lives. That's why Proverbs 3:5 says, don't lean on your own understanding. Trust him, acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will direct your path. What a marvelous life God offers to those who have the courage to get up, have the courage to move forward. Lazarus didn't know anything really about God that the scripture tells us about, but he knew enough that when God was calling him, that's the one voice that I must move towards. Tonight, Jesus Christ is calling you out of death and into life. What a tragedy it would have been if he would have made the choice to stay in that grave. I don't even want to think about how this story would have finished. Can you imagine if Lazarus had stayed where he was? Then Jesus may have just said, then roll the stone back. He heard my voice, but he wouldn't come out. What a tragedy it will be one day when people stand before the throne of God and they feel this deep compassion that God had for them to send his son to die on the cross to pay the price for everyone's sin. That he called us out of darkness into light. But somehow we'd just become so familiar with darkness that we just couldn't make the break. It's a strange dilemma in the human heart. But everyone who hears his voice, God promises life, forgiveness from sin, an abundant life on this earth, and an eternity in heaven with God. That is the promise of God. tonight, I'm just an ordinary man. I only stand here as a spokesman for the Christ who called Lazarus out of the grave. And tonight, God is calling you, young and old, rich and poor, educated, uneducated, it makes no difference. He's calling you. If you're living in darkness, if you're not living for God, if you're dead in sin and you know it, tonight he's calling you into his everlasting life. He's calling you out of the grave to give you forgiveness. Unwrap the garments of death from around your mind and around your life. He gives you a new mind. He gives you a new heart. He gives you a new spirit. He gives you joy. You see these young people in this pulpit tonight, there's not religion in them. There's the joy of the Lord is upon them. The glory of God in human vessels. You've seen it tonight, but now you have to make a choice. Every person has to individually choose Christ as Lord and Savior. You do not get into heaven because you attend a church. You have to come to him personally. The scripture says, if you can hear his voice today, don't harden your heart. If you can hear his voice. Years ago, 1978, after praying a personal prayer in my own heart, I was in a church like this on a Sunday morning. I was up on that side of the balcony. The pastor gave a call like this one tonight. Anybody today who would like to receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, he said, please get up out of your seat and come. And I got up out of my seat, and there was only two of us actually came forward that day. Oh, but I thank God with all my heart for that day. I thank God he gave me the courage to respond to the call. It was a long walk. It was a long aisle. But really, I'd come to the point where I didn't care anymore. I didn't care what people thought. I didn't care what anybody said. I heard the voice of God. Oh, beloved, if you can hear his voice tonight, if you can hear his voice, if I'm speaking to you tonight, if you're among those in this sanctuary, they can say, Pastor, I don't understand it all, but I feel God calling me. I feel God calling me out of death and into life. If that's you tonight, would you just do one thing before the Lord this evening? Would you just slip your hand up right now, wherever you are? Just do it right now. Anybody. Yes, God bless you. You too. Up in the balcony. God bless you all over. I see those hands. Now we're going to stand and go back to worship. And as we do, sir, ma'am, young person, others, would you get out of your seat tonight and would you make your way to this altar? And those who want to come out of death and into life, those who want to be forgiven of sin and come to life in Christ, you come and you meet with those that are going to come to this altar. We're going to pray tonight. I'm telling you, there's going to be a shout of God's glory come into your soul. You're going to be set free from the power of sin. And I promise you, in the authority of Jesus Christ, you're going to be given a brand new life in God. It won't be it'll be less than a year, then you'll be up here telling your story, what God did for you. As surely as God lives, what I'm sharing with you tonight is the truth. Let's stand together. Slip out of your seat, please. Those that raised your hand, those who want to receive Christ, join this young person that's coming here this evening. Join these others that are coming. Make your way to this altar tonight. Will you do this? Unashamedly slip out wherever you are. Come to God. Come to God. Step out of your sin. Leave darkness behind. Give your life. Come over. All the way over here. Make your way, young people, over here. Give your life to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. In the annex, make your way over. We'll wait for you tonight. Make your way down. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Lazarus, come forth. Come forth. Lazarus, come forth. Step out of the grave. Get out of the grave. Come to God tonight. Come to God tonight. Give your life to Christ. Hallelujah. Others, just keep coming. Just keep coming. Don't let the devil win the battle for your life. There's freedom in Christ. There's forgiveness in Christ. There's hope in Christ. There's life in Jesus Christ. Everything you've ever longed for. for is found in Jesus Christ. Don't stay in sin. Don't stay in the grave. Step out and come to God tonight. Hallelujah. Step out. Do it now. Do it now in the annex. Step out. Come out of the grave. Give your life to Jesus Christ tonight. Step out. Step out. Step out. There's somebody else here tonight. Step out. Don't stay in the grave. Don't stay in death. Don't live in death. Come to Christ. Give your life to God. Hallelujah. Let's rejoice. Let's give God glory for what He's doing. The Bible says that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. All, everybody. There are no people born that are better than others. We're all born with a condition called a sin nature. And the moment we sin against God by telling a lie or stealing or cheating or fighting or lusting, whatever it is that we do, we've sinned against God. And there is no remedy. You can't make it right. It's a stain that stays forever unless somebody else pays the price for it. And God so loved you, the scripture says, that He came to this world as a man. And He went to a cross, an innocent person. He never did anything wrong. He obeyed God all of His life. And He went to a cross, and the sin, all the wrong things you've done were placed on Him. And He paid the price. And He said, all I'm asking you to do is come to Me. Acknowledge that you're a sinner and you need a Savior. Invite Me to come into your heart. I will come. He said, if you open the door, I will come. Not a concept of God, not a thought about God. God. He said, I'll come and I'll live inside of you. And I'll change you from the inside out. You'll need no proof that I'm alive. I will live in you. You'll be clean. You'll be forgiven. You'll have a brand new start. I'll unwrap all of the death that's found its way around you. I'll set you free. I'll give you a new mind, a new heart. I'll give you a new spirit. I'll give you courage instead of cowardice. I'll give you faith instead of fear. I'll give you love instead of hate. I'll change you from the inside out. And you won't be at the mercy of anybody with an argument anymore. You'll know that God says, I'm alive because I'll be alive in you. I'll be so changing you. Now, when you pray this today, you're giving the rights to your life to God. You're saying, Lord, I give you my life. But isn't that reasonable? Because God gave you His life. I give you my life. And He says, I give you my life. And you begin a brand new walk with God. I'm going to lead you in a prayer. But this prayer is not a mystical formula. It's just helping you to understand what you have to do right now. You pray this prayer with me, and if you mean it in your heart, God will accept you, forgive you. The slate will be clean. He will come and live with you and change you. Now, it may sound too good to be true, but it isn't too good to be true. It is true. He will do all of these things for you. Let's all pray together now at this altar. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. I've sinned against God and my fellow man. I deserve to be punished, and I'm sorry for my sin. But God, I thank You that You so loved me that You came to this earth and You became a man. You went to a cross and You died to pay the price for my sin so that I might be forgiven. On the third day, You were raised from the dead by the power of God as living proof to me that my confidence in You is not in vain. Jesus Christ, as You were raised from the dead, so I will be raised from the dead. I will have a new life, a new mind, and a new heart, according to the Word of God. this day, Jesus Christ, Son of God, I open my heart to you. I invite you into my life to be my Lord and my Savior. I thank you that at this very moment, you are receiving me as your very own, washing away my sin, coming to live with me. Oh God, I am so grateful. I so thank you. Help me to grow, to understand, and to walk with you. God, make my life a testimony of your power in the earth. Oh Jesus, thank you for saving me. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. There's a song that says, you ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. Praise be to God. Now listen, you folks that have prayed this prayer, you need to get into a new believers class. We have one in this church, and if you're from some other town, you find a church that has a new believers class that teaches from the Bible, and you get into that class, and you start learning from the Bible why you can have confidence that when you die, you're going to go to heaven. You have to learn this. We have people downstairs that can pray for you. If you don't have a Bible, they'll give you a copy of the Gospel of John that I spoke from tonight. They'll give that to you so you can have your very own scriptures to start to read from. Don't back away from what God is doing. Don't go back into death. You've come out, you're into life tonight. Now keep walking in that life. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. The Bible says that the angels in heaven, young lady, look at me, the angels in heaven are rejoicing over you tonight. You know God loves you? Angels in heaven. There's a shout in heaven. I want you to hear what there's a shout in heaven right now, and I want you to hear what it sounds like just over your decision. Everybody, this is what heaven sounds like right now because of what you've done tonight.